It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
At last count, there were 20,818 cryptocurrencies in a market valued at almost $1 trillion US. Several experts who follow the cryptocurrency industry have been contending that for many of these projects, they're bound to fail. They will run out of money. And when this happens, their investors and their money may also be sunk. This year, a number of projects crashed suddenly. There was the Terra Luna fiasco in May, where $45 billion in value vaporized in less than 1 week. The Terra Luna coin was associated with the stablecoin UST. A stablecoin is designed to maintain the value of one US dollar. Traders use stablecoins such as USD Tether to buy other cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin or Ethereum. The Terra Luna project had several holes, but retailers did not see or heed the warnings. Then there were the Celsius and Voyager episodes, which became insolvent. These projects offered investors attractive returns on their investment and took the customer's money and invested it. Three Arrows was a hedge fund which was ordered into liquidation by a US court. Three Arrows was one of the companies which invested in Terra Luna and convinced Voyager to lend them money to speculate in the markets. And then these developments had a ripple effect in the crypto market, with Bitcoin falling to $17,000 before the recovery to this week's $20,000. This is all bad news for investors who appear to follow a herd mentality of buying into get-rich-quick offers. The evidence shows there is lots of money to be made, yet there is no price that can be paid for sound research and experience. In any market, some investors will stay with the blue chip or leading coins, and others will try to make a quick profit with the risk of success or failure. And in many regards, regulators such as the Financial Services Commission in Barbados have their financial and human resource limitations. So it is back to the individual trader or investor to be careful and to do their homework. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be educational and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.